tonight.
Case number 11,024, Diamond State Pole Building, northeast of Row 620, Abbott's Pond Road, approximately 1,485 feet west of Row 633, Griffith Lake Drive being Lot 2. A variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Good evening, how are you?
Just fine.
State your name and address for the record, please.
Nick Alessandro with Diamond State Pole Buildings, 4601 South DuPont Highway, Dover, Delaware, 10901.
You swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We built an accessory structure for Mr. Olson and Ms. Greenlee back in April. One of the services that we provide with our customers is we help them set the four corner stakes of the accessory structure. We did that with Mr. Olson. From the point of which we staked it to the point of construction was about a month. When we started construction, the day the crew was on site, Mr. Olson had asked the crew to move the building slightly to the right to fit a car in between the building and the existing deck. The crew normally are not supposed to make any changes without calling the office, but they did move the building slightly. I don't know exactly how much. it obviously was not a whole lot, not enough that once our project manager was on site that he was able to identify that the building had been moved. Upon completion of the building, we called in for our final inspection, and the inspector seemed to think that we were encroaching on the side setback. She called for us to get a survey, which I did.
We have that on file. We do have that.
And as you can see by the current survey, we are at the closest point, 12 feet 3 inches from the property line of 15-foot setback. So we are 2 foot 9 inches too close on that rear corner. On the east side, the property owner has had favorable comments about our structure. We did replace a dilapidated 10 by 15 shed that was in really poor condition, obviously. And as of now, it would be a huge hardship to have to do something with the structure. I think it's fair to mention that Diamond State Pole Buildings, we've built four structures on that street alone, and we have never had an issue like this before. It was completely unintentional. We never made this mistake before and don't plan on doing it again. And as far as I know, in the several years we've been building in Sussex County, we've never failed an inspection. So we take our job very seriously. As I mentioned again, it was no one's fault per se. It just was an unfortunate circumstance.
Did you fire the crew leader?
No, we didn't. We had a talk with him. And I can guarantee he won't make that mistake again.
Wow.
It's a good crew. They built a beautiful building.
Did you say it would be a real hardship to bring it into compliance?
It's already built.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got a concrete floor.
Okay. Now you struck a bell.
And of course, Mr. Olson and Ms. Greenlee have not been able to use the structure, obviously, because we haven't been able to obtain a CO. So it's sitting there idle.
What's the six feet by 30 foot on the front of the structure? Is that an apron or a
It's a cantilevered overhang. So right. The footprint of the building technically is a 20 by 30, but it's technically a 26 by 30 because of the overhang.
Which if it was without the overhang
would be fine. Feet.
You could move it closer to the property line.
And right.
600 square feet.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. There any further questions, Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
No? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? One, two. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Again, Chair will call for a motion. table then for lack of a motion? Madam, right?
Call for a motion to table?
I'm sorry?
You want to call for a motion to table?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we're going to table this. We got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 11,024 to a next regular meeting. Okay. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Rickards?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Mills again?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
And Mr. Calloway? Aye. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,024 will be tabled until our next regular meeting, which will be the 20th, August the 20th. Okay. All right, now that takes care. Let's go back and pick up what we have got under advisement.